So you haven't learned anything since the pandemic, huh?
No, I just stopped. I was like, this isn't about learning. I've been developing skills.
Oh, nice.
Developing skills, but not learning new skills. It's like, no, let's go back and like get good at the things we have.
I watched you today unlearn.
What did I unlearn?
Not even. So we were sitting on the couch and you posed a very good question.
Okay, I'm okay with this so far, but yeah. I feel like I'm going to be offended.
No, well, I mean, this is all objective okay. reality. This all okay. happened. I'll put my spin on it later.
Okay.
We're sitting on the couch. True.
Yeah.
True, right? That so happened? Far, so good. We're sitting on the couch.
I asked a good question.
You asked a good question. Good question. You said, what are the movie theaters doing right now?
Yeah.
It's a good question because how are they innovating to stay afloat?
Relevant. Like, we can't go there. They've got to change.
You can't innovate the movie theater. The movie theater experience is a brick and mortar experience that you have to go to. Non-essential. Right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So basically you go, what are the movie theaters up to? And I was like, I don't know. And then you went back to playing your video game.
Guess we'll never know. Mysteries of the world.
All true.
Yeah.
All true?
Yeah, it's all true.
So, I mean, that's technically an unlearn.
Yeah.
You unlearned that.
I did. Well, it's hard. There's so much information out there that I don't think I want to absorb it all. So I'm like.
Well, that was very specific information. That was niche information
that
you could
is.
Have easily sought out.
I might have accidentally, what did I stumble upon?
How did I get to porn again? Yeah. Whoops, I did a porn.
It's like, just all I want to know. It's like, yeah.
You start looking what's happening to the movie theaters, and next thing you know, you're doing a POV porn.
Yeah. That's how life happens.
Whoops. So I looked it up.
Okay.
I looked it up.
Oh, you're not unlearned, huh?
No, right there on the couch. It was that easy.
Next to me?
Right
and
next
you didn't
to you.
Tell me?
Well, we had kids between us. Other things happened in the meantime. There's a lot of nothing happened that need to be dealt with. That is a funny thing in this time of almost zero obligations.
Yeah.
Or just no purposeless time.
Yeah.
Like during this purposeless time, it's funny what you make matter in a moment.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah, whatever. I'm sure we'll get to that. But the movie theaters.
Yes.
The movie theaters, they're struggling.
Yeah.
And there are people doing all sorts of fundraisers for them and everything. So a lot of that affects the people. That doesn't affect the actors and the millionaires and the stuff and the people whose movies can, because they're already paid.
Well, not the really wealthy ones, but like the extras and stuff, it would affect them, right? People that live from paychecks they get from doing filming, because they can't still be filming.
Well, you're talking about movies being produced,
yeah,
right? So
yeah.
We're still talking about the movie theater. The movie okay. theater experience only affects the people who work in the movie theaters.
Yeah.
So having those shut down doesn't affect the actors, doesn't affect the
right.
extras. I'm sorry. I know you want them to matter. They don't matter. They don't matter. I'm sorry.
They matter.
I'm sorry, not sorry. So they're just sending movies to streaming earlier than they would.
Oh.
So I'm looking this up, and it's like Disney's sending this movie to streaming, this movie to streaming, this movie to streaming. However, its release of Mulan is delayed indefinitely.
Oh, that was going to be their moneymaker.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Their movie about a Chinese gal acting like a little Chinese boy.
That too.
Yeah, not a good time.
No. Yeah, I guess, yeah.
It was about to be the best time. That was about to be the globalist big move, a movie about a Chinese, right? Because we are supposed to be making the Chinese seem like they're not the enemy anymore.
Right.
So it's a Chinese girl acting like a boy, which has to...
We like that right now,
yas,
right?
There's
yeah,
yas to
yeah,
that.
There's yas to that.
So
gender fluidity.
That's gender fluid.
And look at girls doing everything boys can do because we're equal.
Yeah, well, in the movie.
Yeah.
In the movie. Yeah, but that was. It was going to be huge.
Yeah.
And then.
Down by the pandemic.
Whoops, I did a pandemic. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to be able to release that for a while. Like, they, no. How are they going to, when is the right time for that movie going to come back around?
I don't know. I don't know when it's going to be the right time for that movie to come around. I think it's, I don't know. How do you even test for that?
I don't know. I wonder what kind of movies are going to come out of this. Like, are we going to get real dark and like want pandemic movies, you know, where like everything, like horror movies, everything's going wrong type of movies.
Well, hold on. I think the way you test to see when it's okay to, for that movie to come out, is you just go into a McDonald's and you have like a what would be considered a real black person.
A real live black person.
You have a real live and actual black person.
Okay, but where do we find them?
But I'm more like of a street variety.
Okay.
Right? A street black person is like, if you're in the store, like on the shelf, it's like pick the street black person, like leave the black nerd on the shelf for this one. So you bring a street black person and you'd be like, you just have them say, "That Chinese motherfucker right there." And just see what people do. just yell it. Just yell it. Like something like, just look at that Chinese motherfucker right there. And then see if people go.
That's the reaction right now that would happen?
Yeah, I feel like the reaction right now is people are like, "Oh, where is that Chinese motherfucker?" You know?
But you think we'll get to a point where people won't need to know?
And we need to be back to the point where it's like, dude, that wasn't nice of you to say that.
And then where?
And then it's like, Mulan, who's bring it out. Bring out. Mulan is ready. Mulan is ready. The Chinese people are people again.
Fair enough.
Yeah. That's going to be big. That moment, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because are we really that way anyway?
They tell us we are, that people are being mean.
We're not.
No, but we're never.
And I'm not seeing it either. I'm seeing Asian Americans.
You've been in our house.
Well, but I'm also going to the grocery store. I'm in Whole Foods. I'm out there amongst the people that are amongst the people.
I haven't gone grocery shopping at all.
Yeah, you haven't even seen the innovations in the grocery store.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whole Foods has a plastic glass up, partition up between them and the customer now.
Yeah, that's wild.
It's amazing.
Is there a talking spot like a bank, or is it just you just?
No, it's only like 2x2.
Yeah, okay.
So you can get around it. Like, if you really wanted to sass somebody, that's going to be the thing, like pointing around that thing to point in their face, staying on your side, but pointing around it. Yeah, that's going to be a great way to really stick it to a Whole Foods employee.
Point around their plastic partition.
Yeah.
It's very rude.
Yeah, but I don't know. I see Asian Americans. I'm assuming they're Asian Americans, but I've seen Asian people just walking around as if there is no side eye in their direction.
Yeah, I don't know if there is. I mean, this is a world pandemic. I don't, like, we all, you know, came from China.
Yeah.
Right? But I don't know if we exactly, it was coming from somewhere.
I mean, of course, it depends on where you are. Yeah. If you're around, like, teenage black kids, as an Asian, that must be a tough thing to see right now as an Asian person. Just walking around. It's like, oh my, you can't take the bus. You can't take public transportation.
No. And you never, but it's got to be even harder now because you don't really know where the groups of kids are going to be, right? Because like playgrounds are closed and like there's no malls. Like, I went with the kids to our park today. And we saw some kids like kind of go with their parents kind of going into the woods. And so our kids are like, let's go on an exploring like mission. Yeah. And they go taking off into the woods. So I'm like following them through the woods. And we, you know, you're going by all the squished beer bottles and stuff because it's like where teenagers hang out. Yeah. But like we get back to but it was still kind of enchanted too. Cause like there were so many birds chirping and we're like in the woods and like, it's like the perfect time to be.
It is a beautiful time. All the scurrying animals are now a little more confident and they're out and about.
Yeah. 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 And like, and there's not like, the prickers aren't even like really out yet. There's no leaves. So you could easily walk through the woods. And it wasn't like, oh, we're going to get ticks. Like, you know, it was just like, and we come upon this big, like, dirt mound with, like, concrete blocks in it. And there's these three brown kids. Wait, maybe one might have been one, but at least two of them were, like, brown. Yeah. Like, I don't know what they were. But they're, like, climbing up this, like, dirt pile and, like, sliding down it. And like we kind of walk up on them and they're like, you know, like it's obviously something you really shouldn't be doing, you know, and they're kind of like they see us and like we turn back. And so like we're like crisscrossing them in the woods and we come out the other end and they started hollering something at me, calling me lady. But I don't know what they were saying.
Yeah. Did you make sure you didn't drop something? They were probably being polite. They could have been being helpful. You're like, get me away from these dirty brown kids. These apocalyptic. No. Weren't they post-apocalyptic looking?
So they come out of the woods and they have their bikes. Like when we came out of the woods first, we saw their bikes there. And their bikes were like one was blue, one was yellow, and one was red. And they were like, I don't know. They just looked like apocalyptic bikes, you know, like they were like, and then
there was like a guy stayed on the back of one of them playing a guitar. There are spikes all over their bikes. Okay, I get it.
So then they come
so they were, so brown kids were riding them, is what you're saying.
So we pop out of the woods and I look up because like they're on their bikes up by the basketball court and they're like, hey, lady, something, 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 something. And I was just like, I was just looking at them like because we were pretty far apart.
Yeah.
And we turn and we walk away and then like they take their bikes over the fence and they're riding their bikes in there. Like they were up to no good.
Oh, so they did. So they weren't trying to. They didn't like. They weren't help like close the distance or
no,
anything.
No, they were like making each other laugh. Like I don't know, they were saying something at my expense was like cracking them up.
Yeah, well, we're laughing at them now, so it's even. That is carb. That is universally carb. That is equal. That equals out.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
that
true.
Balances out. I wonder. I mean, that is. I mean, you are. You do have blue eyes.
Well, we didn't even get that close to them. Like I think I was just like the crazy mom in the woods with her three kids. Like you know, like yeah. I wasn't dressed for it. It was like.
Yeah, I wonder if that's a current slang thing to say. For example, I don't know if you heard, but people were calling this pandemic the boomer remover.
Because all the people are dying?
Yeah, it's okay. Kind of funny. Yeah, I like that.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I'm not saying they're like, yeah, get them, coronavirus.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
But that's the name they were giving. We're constantly joking about how old people are dying.
Yeah.
They just came up with a clever catchphrase, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So like, hey, lady could be a thing, you know, like, like when, what was the thing they were saying? Like, yeah, boomer or whatever was a, okay, boomer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known that was a thing until I found out that was a thing.
Yeah.
People were saying that at me.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what was happening.
So it might have been just something like that.
Yeah. It could have been. Could have very well been.
Yeah.
I think it would be funny not to beat a dead horse, but remember how when the Twin Towers came down, all the movies that were going to come out that had the Twin Towers in them for whatever reason, like CGI'd it out or like took that scene out of the movie?
Yeah.
It would be funny if they just CGI'd all the Chinese people out of you just change them to like light-skinned black chicks. Just a bunch of beige people in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah,
it would be hilarious. Yeah. Nothing on that? That was brilliant. Nothing? You're going to leave me out there? No thoughts?
Sorry. I thought you were going somewhere else at first. I thought you were going to just, I don't know where I thought you, then I forgot where I thought you were going, and then I was trying to remember, and then I got stuck in a loop.
Oh, okay. You're in a loop?
It was in a loop.
Get out of that loop.
Sorry.
Get out of that loop, girl. What you in that loop for?
I don't know.
We're here. We got this video capability right now.
Yeah.
Get out of that loop. You want people to see you in a loop? Yeah. What do you think? This is different. This is new.
Uh-huh.
Upgrade. It's a grade.
In the future?
We're in the future. This is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This feels like, so now we're ready for when the apocalypse happens, like you can like see it happening.
Yeah. Yeah. This, well, I mean, they can't tell we're in a bunker. But
True. I forgot.
Yeah. We just need it to be staticky, like squiggly. Yeah. You know, like, oh my God.
Then the curtain falls
yeah,
down.
Yeah. It's like, they're in a shed. Goodness gracious. They're in a, help them. Yeah. So I don't know, man. All this freeze, I don't think people are learning too much. It's tough.
I feel very put upon by all like the online learning with Finn, and like everybody's like sending websites and like do all this stuff with your kids. You gotta, you know, like, and I'm like, no, I'm not gonna learn. Stop it. Yeah. You know, like.
Yeah, there was the I just this to get your gears going.
Okay.
This is your kind of, you love this kind of news because you haven't been learning anything. There was a man at Checkers was shot by an employee, and the man was complaining about his wrong wing order.
Uh-huh.
And threw the wings at the employee.
Oh no.
And the employee shot him.
Whoa. This was like in Texas?
No, it was in Georgia. It was in DeKalb.
Georgia. Okay.
I guessed it right away. I nailed it. Yeah, I nailed it.
Because there's more black people in Georgia?
Than Texas?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Depends on the parts.
I don't know. I would even venture to say that more people in Texas have guns. Like, more people are likely to pull.
Why do you think it was a Georgia then?
I just felt it. Just felt it in my bones.
Yeah.
It felt like a Georgia.
Because it was wings and it was like.
Listen, I don't know why you keep asking all these racist questions. I'm just trying to tell you a story.
I'm unlearned. I can't help it tonight. I'm ignorant.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, and this is what happens, man. So this is what happens to women in the pandemic. That's all I'm saying. No, so you know, like I've been reading or listening to that book about the history of the world, but told through the story of regular people.
Right.
So it's the story of the people like us doing like this podcast, us listening to this podcast. Like, I mean, it's funny because, you know, you go to a fortune teller and she reads your fortune. It's like, oh my God, back in the day, you were Cleopatra. It's like, no, you weren't. You weren't Cleopatra. Get the
Everybody
fuck
was
out of
Cleopatra.
Here. How many people could have been Cleopatra? Only one person can be Cleopatra.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And more than likely, that person is not working at FedEx Kinko's. You know what I mean? Like a Cleopatra. Like if somebody was told Melania Trump that in a past life she was Cleopatra, it's like, oh, yes, probably.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get why they're saying that.
Yeah. But like, there can only be like if Avatar is real life and you're not the Avatar, like you're not the Dalai Lama, you're probably not Cleopatra.
No.
Like, it's not you.
No. Yeah, you are a fucking potter. You were making clay pots for a wage. Yeah. And so they were talking about their ancient wisdom literature, because there was a way that women were, this is of course crossing a lot with the book that you're reading about the alphabet. Mm-hmm. And they were saying how like women were in charge of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But they just didn't have any role in public life.
Right.
It was like, stay out of that. You guys can make all those other decisions, but you ladies stay out of that. And it goes, don't yell at her. Where is, like, if you're in the house and dealing with things, like, you were to not yell at her, where is it, or get it when she puts something in its place. It is a joy when your hand is with her. Right?
I was like, they had to teach men that. They're like,
yeah, it was in a book.
You assholes. Stop yelling at her when she puts stuff where it belongs.
Yeah. But that's like, that's a little too up for interpretation.
Yeah.
You know, because that, I think that sort of wisdom literature is what led towards a patriarchal society that involved domestic abuse. Right? It's like, don't yell at her when you can't find something, you know, she put it somewhere, because it's more joyous to have your hand with her. You know what I mean?
What, you think they want to hit?
Well, I mean, I think some people are going to take it that way.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, don't yell at her. Don't scream. Don't curse. Don't get your head all fuzzed up with that sort of tension.
Yeah.
When it's just way better to have her catch these hands. Have her deal with that.
Yeah.
I don't know. That just seems.
That's the wisdom you're thinking there.
I think all I'm saying is be specific with your wisdom.
Yeah, that's a good qualification. Yeah. I agree as a woman.
That was just vague wisdom. That's all I'm saying. Just vague wisdom. It was, because they were, the woman back then was considered The Ruler, Mistress, Lady of the House.
That's a good title.
I knew you would like that title.
The Ruler, Mistress, Lady of the House?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a good one. It starts with ruler.
Yeah. I feel like you clammed up since we mentioned the camera. You're like sitting with different posture now. You're sitting up. Are you good? Are you? Come on. You with us?
I'm with you.
All right. We're with us. All right. So, I mean, what's on your mind? This is episode 112.
Uh-huh.
The first episode where we're on, I don't know why I'm looking at the camera.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do this. But, yeah.
I mean, I guess this is just like the point of the podcast where I'd start stretching my feet.
Yeah.
And
you're feeling insecure. Hey, I mean, it's do your thing. This is you. I mean, we're not going to not do what we normally do because that's how we produce what we produce.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Uh-huh.
You can't start worrying about the camera because it's here now.
I don't think I'm worried about it. I'm just...
Well, you can't say both things. You can't say this is the point where I would normally stretch my feet and you're not because the camera's there and then say you're not worried about the camera. Come on. I just won that argument. Yeah. I saved people the other day from... Because I just feel like this pandemic is missing... outbreaks of social like freakouts.
It's missing it.
That's the tipping point.
Oh,
when people start freaking out all over the place.
Oh yeah.
We're not getting freakouts. We're not getting mass public freakouts that are pandemic related, other than people buying toilet paper
and masks.
Right.
Yeah.
But we're not getting people freaking out at each other for the sake of being around each other.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that.
You know that friction from rubbing up against each other, like too much proximity?
Yeah.
It's like, you motherfuckers need to go back to work.
You know?
And I felt like I saved America the other day in Whole Foods because this lady was freaking out. She was ready to freak out.
Yeah.
They only had three lines going at Whole Foods. None of them were the... what's it called? The Express.
Yeah.
No Express. Not in the pandemic. Nobody's going to be following the rules of Express in the pandemic. And they only have limited space.
That's true, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
can't trust people with that.
You can't even trust people with that at Whole Foods.
Yeah.
You know, they feel entitled because they're at Whole Foods. There's no way the pandemic isn't going to make them feel way more entitled to do
that.
That's
true. That's true.
Right? So three lanes open. And technically four, because one of the lanes was a cashier in training. So still out there getting a job in the pandemic. It's possible.
Yeah.
You know, so his light wasn't on. What he was doing is he was pulling people from the line that I was in as he was ready to deal with them. So he pulled the person ahead of the person ahead of me. So one, then two. That person was pulled. Person two was, I'm zero. I'm person zero. Person one, person two. Person two was pulled by the cashier in training. Now the guy in front of me, he's kind of hedging his bets. He's trying to get in the middle because...
he just wants to get out of there.
He just wants to get out of there, but he also kind of doesn't want to deal with the cashier in training, it seems.
Yeah.
It seems like he would rather have the cashier,
uh-huh.
You know, than somebody who's trying to figure shit out. Like, he's trying to get out of there. This lady comes up to the cashier and train, because there's no line there.
Yeah.
And she sees the guy in front of me that was in between, and she goes, "Are you in line?" And he just stares at her.
That's a valid question.
Super valid question. And his the way he's conducting himself is, I have my... conspiracy on this, right?
Like they had already had a fight in the grocery store somewhere else.
That's just as reasonable as a conspiracy, even when you weren't there.
Yeah.
Like I kind of want to re-conspiracize.
It's at the deli counter.
But we're gonna play what he looked like. At
okay.
The end of this, right. So he just stares at her, just like with his face like. He almost was looking at her as if he was trying to look autistic.
Yeah.
Or retarded. Can we say that? Can we say retarded? If somebody's trying to look it.
Yeah. I guess
is that how you get away with saying that word? So he was just staring at her like that. And she was asking, are you in this line? Are you in this line? Then she goes, are you in this line? Are you in that line?
Can't misinterpret that. Right? She just wants to know what line you're in,
he's
buddy.
Just giving her the face.
Why?
Just facing at her.
Okay.
And then she's like, you can't be in both lines. Which line are you in? And she's starting to get like, she's amping up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Is this like for this lady, like she might not speak up all the time, but it's like because of the situation and the time, and she's like this is out of character for her.
Okay, we're gonna play what they look like.
Yeah.
What do these two people look like to you?
Well,
because I mean, so you got her to some degree. You at least projected some character shit about her.
Yeah.
So what does that person also look like to you?
Oh, so she's a little bit older. She's a white lady. I keep going back and forth between how old she is. If she's like old enough for gray hair or if she's like not there yet. My first instinct that was that she was older. It's just recently that I started thinking that she might be younger. Now I feel like she's older, not like too old, not like shouldn't be out in a pandemic old, but like, you know, like in their 50s, early 60s.
I've been seeing those old people out there.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, the pandemic gonna get you. You better go home. They're out there, man. And I think the polite thing to do is if you're walking down the sidewalk and you see old people to go in the street. I feel like a lot of people have been doing that. Like, we didn't do that the other day when we crossed some old people.
Oh,
you know,
we should have done it.
Yeah, we just got them in our pandemic aura.
Yeah.
But it seems like I've seen people doing that.
People have a lot of people have been stepping off so that when you're passing, like everybody.
Yeah.
They were doing it to us. I don't know. Maybe everyone's just like, get away from them.
Yeah, we're looking all pandemic-ish out there.
Like a dust ball around us as we travel.
All right, so what does she look like?
So she's not in shape. But she's not like obese or anything. She's just not in shape. And she's got brown hair that's like above her shoulders. And I don't know. And then I don't think she has glasses on.
Okay. I mean, I'm don't force it. You know, like, just let the universe speak to you. What does he look like?
He's black. He's bald. He's got a round face. He's not in shape either.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all you got for him?
Yeah.
Okay, so he did have a round face. He was probably like 6'2", not in shape.
Yeah.
But not fat. He was, you know, like skinny fat. Maybe just getting a gut.
Yeah.
And he was clearly half white, half Asian.
Oh, okay.
Clearly.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, and she, you nailed it.
Yeah.
It was as if you were there. I thought for sure you were going to nail the guy, too.
Yeah.
You know, because you were that spot on about her.
Yeah.
But, yes, you know, like, she was, I wouldn't call her fat, but she was she was shorter. Right?
Yeah.
And she was definitely starting to round a little bit. Like she had round, like her cheeks, she might have had a normally puffy cheek face.
Yeah.
You know, but because she had a little more.
Yeah.
She was starting to look Asian herself. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like when like short, chunky white ladies start to look Asian.
The face like tightens up.
Yeah. 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 She was just getting Asian. She was just like,
yeah.
Yeah, she was just like, are you Inuit? You know? She looked Eskimo. She looked like a little Eskimo, a little white Eskimo lady.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah.
You nailed it. The universe really spoke to you on half of that.
Yeah. But, and you saved her? You saved the universe?
I saved the universe because I said to her, I pretty much explained the situation exactly. I was just,
what?
Yeah. I go, listen. That is a registering training. His light's not on. He's pulling people from this lane. Because she started to walk away, and she was like, she was walking away, but she was doing that thing where she would walk away, and every time she took a step, she would turn and start saying something at the guy again.
Yeah.
Then she would take a half a step, like one step, and then turn and say something. And then she was starting to take that half step, right? Yeah. So it was like 2, 1, half. And I was like, uh-oh.
This is a countdown of some sort.
Yeah, that is. That is. When people are trying to walk away from something.
Yeah.
The shorter, they every time they're trying to walk away and they keep turning and they can't, they walk away less each time.
Yeah, that's it with me with the kids. The angrier and angrier I get. Like, if I'm about to explode, you don't get very far.
Yeah,
you can't stop talking. You can't stop it.
So it's like once the person starts to go like inhuman amounts of distance, yeah, right? Like, that's not a full step. You just do a little shuffle.
Yeah. They're coming back.
You're coming back. That's the explosion. Boomer. That's the explosion. That's like that in the one Mario game, those little bombs that walk around.
Yeah.
And they start to shake. That's what she was. She was a little shaking Mario bomb.
Yeah. You jumped on her.
I did.
Gotcha.
I did. It was, and I explained the situation to her as she was walking away. I was like, you don't have to walk away. Go to that register.
Yeah.
And then she turned and she goes, thank you. That was awesome of you. That was so awesome of you.
I don't think I blame her. Like, you're in a pandemic. The last thing you want is like a Chinese man looking at you, not telling you what's going on right now.
Yeah.
You know, like, so much uncertainty's come from your country already. Haven't you done enough? Like, why are you doing this to me?
It was also weirdly out of place, his behavior.
Yeah.
Because other than that, I would say people were just being relatively generally nice to each other.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
More polite than usual.
Yeah.
Everybody has a mutual understanding that we're all going through this together.
Yeah.
I'm not going to add any more to your life. I don't know what this is doing to your life.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And he was violating that.
Yeah.
And we're not supposed to violate that until shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
You know? Do you know what I mean?
So she's like, shit, it's now. Yeah, it's happening. Well,
exactly. It's like, why are you acting like it's Thunderdome already?
Yeah.
It's not Thunderdome yet. She was so sad. Yeah. She's like, is it? It's not, is it? She was like, well, if it's Thunderdome, then it's... And then I'm like, no. It's not Thunderdome. It's not Thunderdome. You can go in that line. You're good. You're good. Yeah, I saved. Oh, I saved. That would have been...
The start.
That would have been the start.
Oh, how many of those are out there? Like, do we have enough faith in humanity that there's going to be enough youth out there to... You know, calm the situation down?
I don't know. So the line that I was in, people were tense. People were annoyed that only 3 lanes were open.
Yeah.
You know, and there were other workers walking around. And people were looking at the workers like walking past registers or do that thing where the Whole Foods worker, there's, you know, big long lines. These lines are long.
Yeah.
Big long lines and few registers open. And then you see a person walk up to a person that's at a register and like whisper something in their ear and like walk away forever.
Yeah.
What the hell was that about? Why are these lines so long? What do you do here? Why were you allowed inside that register, but you're also not helping? Like, what are you, like a valued customer or some shit? What was that?
Yeah. When I worked at Barnes and Nobles, there was a time when it got real tense like that. Like, I was like, I hadn't been trained on the register yet. He was like, why aren't you checking people out? I was like, I don't know how. I don't have that authority, sir.
By the way, Barnes and Nobles, what do you think? Essential or non-essential?
Non-essential.
Non-essential.
Yeah, that's been like non-essential for like 20 years. We've just been keeping them around. Yeah,
that's very fair. How are bookstores still open? I mean, we might be going back to the book. I don't know how this is going to get us back to the book.
I don't want to go back to the book. People touch the book. You can't sanitize every page of the book.
Yeah, we're getting away from the book. Again, not to get on this, but we're getting closer to a society that if a physical catastrophe happened, it could wipe out any semblance of our existence because there are no hard copies of anything. Like, everything's going to be digitized.
Yes.
Which is what happened with ancient advanced civilization. Listen, man, you got a lot of free time. Google it. YouTube it. There's a lot of information out there. I'm using, which is starting to become mainstream theories.
Uh-huh.
Graham Hancock and that other guy in their Great Flood.
Yeah,
theory,
yeah, yeah.
That's starting to get popular. That's actually starting to become mainstream science. So there was a massive flood around the time that all of the ancient civilizations predicted the flood.
Yeah.
It's like that happened.
Yeah, yeah.
It happened all across the globe. And it was such a force that it basically wiped out anything that wasn't stone.
Yeah. And changed stone things. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah.
And again, not to harp on this, but you now have that theory. Okay, so I have this theory that biracial people should not produce children with other biracial people.
Yeah, yeah. That's your theory.
That's my theory.
Your theory.
And because they just start to get crazy. If generations of biracial people make children, because they create something that's not right in the head.
Making it so much better.
Yeah.
Keep
but
talking.
It's like, it takes generations. Okay. Like Puerto Rico. Like a country of biracial people making kids with biracial people. But so I have some, you know how I say that they start to, so I have this theory that a lot of these sculptures, these big statues that were meant to scare people, they look like biracial people that were made by biracial people that were made by biracial people. They had those weird big heads and big features and stuff.
Yeah.
Right? And so if you want an example of who I'm talking about, LeVar Ball, the father of the basketball players, the Ball brothers. Like that guy is like, he looks like a biracial made on biracial. Like,
yeah.
You know? And
but his kids are good. Did he?
He made those with a white woman. That's like slightly.
So you can fix it.
That's back into the pool.
You can, yeah.
Yeah, you got to go with a homogeneous anything.
Yeah,
you can fix it with anything.
That's good to know. There's hope. It's better than COVID-19.
Yeah, you gotta. That's again. I don't know if we talked about this, but that's what the Tower of Babel was. It was like, dude, you gotta stop mixing. we've mixed too much. Like at first it was good, it brought us together, but now it's making something heinous. we're creating monsters. You go over there. And that's what it was.
Oh, okay.
I totally believe. The Tower of Babel was an effort to stop interracial dating and making biracial children. Yeah, so what time are we at? What are we doing here? If you're a tried and true, you already know that. You already know that theory. I mean, if you're new, welcome to the Thunderdome. That's in your head now.
Yeah.
So I'm listening to this book, and it just sounds like Herodotus. He either gets credit for being the first historian or the world's first liar.
No.
Like, which is kind of a historian, right?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Oh, you can't like you
storyteller at least.
He's telling the story.
Yeah,
you know, he's the first person that was like, "Man, I should write this down." So he gets credit. He gets to do it however he wants.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's a. He's trying to talk about like the differences in cultures because he's convinced that culture is everything. Culture, because Egypt is one of the first places to have nationalistic pride, but they were also a cosmopolitan city-state.
Right.
So it wasn't brown people or the white people. It was the people who say they live here.
Yeah.
Were the fucking best.
Yeah.
Right. So. That was the
saying it was all different races.
Yeah, all different races. But if you're Egyptian, you know, like if you walk like an Egyptian, I guess that's how they could tell because you you just move like an Egyptian. You just had it, you know. You just had a presence.
Yeah,
I cannot listen. We're not going to be able to avoid it. You had to walk like an Egyptian. If you walk like an Egyptian,
you thought you were the best.
You were part of the club. You were the best. You were one of the best. And you knew if somebody was trying to walk like an Egyptian, you're like, get the fuck out of here. Just fake-ass Egyptian walk. And but he's talking about Egypt compared to Rome. Like Herodotus like went to Egypt.
Yeah.
And he's comparing it to Rome, and he's like, oh, they're so different.
Yeah.
Egypt, they're so different in Egypt than Egypt. Like, the women, they go to, because, again, I feel like he has a perspective here.
Yeah.
He's like, the women are the ones that go to the market. The women are the ones that are doing the wheeling and the dealing and, you know, basically making commerce happen. And the men, they're at home weaving baskets. What the hell?
Yeah, yeah. You know?
But it's like, I'm sure the men are doing other things too. I mean, you're focused on the weaving basket part for a reason, dude.
Yeah,
you're trying to paint that a certain way.
Yeah.
You know, Herodotus. I don't believe anything you say. So he's talking about how, you know, like the women in ancient culture and all that other stuff. But then he's talking about... So, ancient Egyptian women as a contraceptive.
Oh, boy.
Because they had contraceptives back then.
Yeah.
And this is like, this is what's, this makes it tough for my...
I feel like you're going to say something that will make women hate you right now. Go ahead.
No. It makes it tough for me to really lean hard on my ancient advanced civilization when things like this pop up.
What do you mean? Why does it...
So, their contraceptive, one of the contraceptives that they used was to smear their vagina with crocodile dung.
That doesn't seem right.
I don't know. Is Herodotus the first historian? Or the first shit talker, right? It's like, what is Herodotus doing here?
Okay, Herodotus. Are you sure, man?
But again, he's doing the thing that people do. So it's like the historian, they get the information from the sensationalized version of a culture, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So like if somebody came to, remember there was a time when for whatever reason, people thought that they could use Coca-Cola as a spermicide?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That was some trailer park shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Imagine, I mean, that was sensationalized. That was getting played. That was like in the news.
Yeah.
You know, if you were a historian that popped in at that time.
Yeah.
From a different culture, you'd be like, oh my God, they use Coca-Cola. Yeah, we drink it. The stuff we drink.
Yeah.
They put that in their pussies. You know?
But crocodile dung, it seems like there's side effects with that.
I don't know, man. My brain was just churning that one. Because like, I don't know what crocodile dung smells like.
Yeah.
What I it was
that yeah.
Was that us?
Yeah. It's one of the little ones.
Yeah.
I mean, they look okay.
Yeah. They good?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if
you're about to explain to me why crocodile dung could be used as spermicide?
Well, it's definitely no. I mean. In 2020, it's keeping anybody away from the vagina. You know, I mean, I don't know. I don't, because crocodiles don't, they're not herbivores.
No.
You know, they eat
so
animals.
They had smelly
poop. Their dung is terrible, right?
Yeah.
So with that being said, it's like, how bad did an ancient Egyptian vagina already smell?
People must have stunk. Think about it. Like back then, people like wore clothes until they like fell off of them. Like.
Yeah.
Decayed.
Well,
like,
that was Mongolians. I don't know if that was necessarily how.
I know, but people were still dirty.
If that happened, Herodotus would have definitely mentioned it. If that's how people were dirty back then.
Yeah,
in
no, you're right. They weren't like,
he did
in
say,
the civilized
states. Yeah, he actually does say
I mean, they were
they're
washing.
Very clean and their garments are always crisp. He definitely mentioned that.
I don't believe they're rubbing crocodile dung then.
I don't know, man. Some stank crotches. that's all I'm saying is that would lead me to believe that ancient Egyptian vagina smelled worse than crocodile dung.
That's you got to be clear on what you're writing down there.
Yeah.
All these people, you're right about them back then. They need to be clear on the message.
Beware of the crocodile. Oh, man. I don't know. What do you think was worse? Crocodile dung or an ancient Egyptian vagina? So I'm getting these up. I'm getting the shout outs up here. We're gonna get these shout outs in. This is our first video podcast Sydney, don't embarrass yourself. Why are you having a hard time finding this? That's another thing. I feel like I can be a little more patient because people, like, you can see I'm doing something. I'm not just
being rude.
Yeah. I'm looking for something here. Shout outs. You ready for some shout outs?
I'm ready for some shout outs.
Man, if I was the type of person, I would also, each name that I say, like, have it flash up on the screen.
If you were that type of person.
I'm not that type. This is just going up. I'm not going through and doing anything extra to this. This is going up. People, you know, it is what it is.
I feel like that's what I've been learning over this pandemic, more technology stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Like what?
Like posting to my story on Instagram. I'd never done that before.
Felicia also learned how to go live. I helped you both.
Yeah.
I am helping
Look at
white
you.
Women in this pandemic.
Yeah.
I am the white woman lighthouse.
We thank you.
Let me be your beacon. I hope black women do, but I mean, white women seem to need me. All right. Shout out to, don't want to forget, Kevin McGran and Chris Bruno.
Yes.
Remind me to shout them out. All right. So Mike Butler, Mike Levy, Liz Bott, Doc, Phil Clark, Kevin Stevens, Julian from Canada, and Meg and her Instagram, meg.says.so. And she also has a podcast you can check out if you're into sewing. It's All Things Sewing.
Need it now.
It's with a group of ladies. Yeah, you need to know how to make post-apocalyptic clothing.
Mm.
Like this, they need to do an episode about making post-apocalyptic clothing, because I've been talking to Julian about having you get on the podcast and just having like a video chat and you meet Meg and us like having a talk. But you could be a guest on their podcast and talk about post-apocalyptic threads.
that sounds like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Their podcast is called Sew and Tell. And it's like, it's got some play.
I got to work on my puns before I go, huh? Seems like they like puns.
Well, I mean, they're good at them. They're not a bunch of puns. They're just ladies like chatting it up about all things sewing.
Okay.
You know, so... So and Tell and Meg.says.so. Check it out. Show them some love. And where did I? Okay. Kevin Lau, Mary Jo Butterly, Tim Butterly, and the Dad Meat Podcast. What up, Dad Meat? Nicole, Raj, Janelle, Courtney, Coach Rick, Andrew Pace, Keith Butts, Kyle Hancock, Erica Daniels, Levi Mercy, Justin Masabi, Ezekiel Ellis, Logan, Ryan, Joe, Rob, Roger, Downs, Joe Francis. And his girlfriend's company, Saved by the Wreath, TJ James Down Under. I'm just like reading. That's how I do it. I just read it. Now you can see how I do this. I just read it.
I've never seen it before.
You never seen the list?
Yeah, usually.
Oh, yeah. How about that? I'm always facing each other. Mm-hmm. TJ James Down Under. Nick Cupsey and his two books, Lost in the Mail and The Five People You Meet in Wawa. Again, I would have that on the screen.
If you're that type of person.
If I was that type of person. And then Chris Bruno, Kevin McGran. Did not forget them.
No.
Got them. And of course, Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast, You Fucked It, Contact with Chris O'Connor, Oral Presentations. Did I leave anybody else? Nah, we're good.
Yes.
We got it.
Yes.
We got it. We got them all. And this is what it is. I mean, this is the experiment of this. I think we're going to keep doing video even after the pandemic. We'll always have that option for you. I think people like to see faces. That's actually what I was told.
Yeah.
You know, somebody was like, hi, during this pandemic, I want to see your face, which is, in hindsight, I think I should have probably mulled that over more. Instead of just being so reactive to that.
Here's like, a face.
Yeah. I don't know if that person deserves my immediate reaction. You know, you're being hasty in the pandemic. I'm being hasty in the pandemic.
Yeah, maybe you need a white woman to take care of you too.
Yeah, I just need a white woman to make sure I don't do whatever people tell me to do in a pandemic.
No,
you need a black woman for that.
Yeah.
Oh no, he ain't. Oh no, he ain't doing that. No, he ain't helping that little white lady. Don't talk to that little white lady. Man, So thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for watching. I hope it was an enjoyable experience for you. Let us know. Should we be looking at the camera more? I mean, we thought we should be more organic and just talk to each other organically.
Yeah.
We're kind of blocking towards the screen, so hopefully that worked out for you. You know, this is our first video episode in our 112th audio episode. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. So thank you so much. This is Two Jack Bros. Enjoy the music of Circadian Clock. I don't know why I did that. We're out of here.
Got you.